Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Calnez Design, and hosted by Calnez himself.
Yeah.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nell.
Krola Adi Kelnez, a Kudon, Hija, Yananas, Do, Lesto, Ashiton, Hiara, Dahosne, Rosso, O Adi, Navajo Talk Radio, with Yao Ada, Korda, Nahalodo, Aden, with O A Bansok, Casey, at all. I guess she yahs lead o ye a in a way tosset to hold ye. Not deemed over on our kids as a tra. Lay tort o yag on lay gallop a chinko. I call a quagatana jean will yaw quagge ye as Arthur. I call a the quadango. Bishan then go hunt Nathan Halloy, I then hotoy. She ya has lean a call. I don't shamado, a I then hoto, I just shamatan lean anyway. Set now is the tanko. A call, I don't anyway, host is a stop. A call, I quit, set now is the eight east hut. boarding school, aro e nu kum junior high, dai junior high, and long. Atao e aj, o e aj, kati ya. Do, dida, dida kai aj, da sa ke il ki jay, hoto e. I think that we net door less in song. I call D the quite a largest. Ah, ye H O A D the Navajo Nation government. Joy a subdate in Hadlin. I call YouTube with yell, the ready internet, the UN with O A D the video ale na kitigi huto e ar ye hullo ar e huto e kat ol yehye e sa nasty peacemaker wal yaw a huto e the kwee go shin huto the ne al chin e deil on aro yan yata ye do a ko ta sa da tre hulla A koi joy a tara a ho ting. A tara and lay that's what it on the chapter house gunna. The nasa long. A hut o a tanhina. A ko deed a quaggy a ho ting. The gin say hit oiban so case. Sada no a chon. At isha bin yeah hot oi dinal kido hot oi kwesa. Aro aro be to nesta this aro bin yeah go hot o toba yahasin late or ago than him in the yibisakana da ta te din ye zitan ne hot o huta hil o toba yahasin a ko in chon Sana that no, it been me who ne'er hot oi sa. Hala de ebony natural hot oi niche in a hot tea. Benny natural go e hot oi did a hot need. A cold aro stoked the queen go shin hot oi a sanda at lake on who a sardine is at dino ba'an is na. E hot o did a Navajo Nation chapter. A koi a sanda atle. A ko shay the kui go shay hutatze, hutahate. Don hinata tze hutahotza. A ko e hit oiban so case. He are that is not try. A hair ran on hit the schneed or lay hut oi are another or kiss. A ko de the que Navajo talk radio would yell a. It is I, yes, I've been cutting hole in the yet or transparency. Auto accountability. Quaggy hoot in do a joy should they teach in the yet or a hoot or Benny Natcha go hoot or deed in the Washington as la, the Washington yaja. Lay a sanda at lay a ajit hot nas nilly. A co aro stole hot o nikado and hidden a sanda at lay. A co deed a sanda at lay con kinda nilko. A co de quorum will yell aj. A aji o hut o a trahasu chon. Dida. Chapter government. Chudas aunt, Ela. Say LGA certified. Say do certified dad liago. A ko aro di ana shantana hudishne. Kuro ish gada ti teko huyaz ke yahuyan dis zao. A ko di de kwe a saha le e a de tashito na sin son e hut o e a niya. ako dire den nachot a hil e do hot oi sarish nis a do hot oi ben na kwege den nachiten ta hat no e da e da ta shan hot oi shitel shan elia ako e de da zani khalet oi dire kwege di chapter house so chapter meeting do alaja da ziz khanegi khalet o dibini na kuta hil ne join so ada ne jeni nan ada ne de dol do do ta ne ne yet o ana hot ni ne ne yet o cho e khuta ada ne ba yahsan ada ne khuro in cho ni ni se in ye khuto e khat e khuta hil ne ako jo even nai khuto e ada khatiya ako dide sanasti peacemaker would yell a video YouTube yena e hoto e ada be yonesa e ada e net e din o khashin zagi dide dan dide da na hasad ana hriz a ko dide internet dan dan kiki e she a jo hoto e net din ako ti an hit nani clean shen hit o evan si case ako din Washington as lagi era to bete ti khe shen bete ti ako to ad de ko to ad I ako to evan ti ki do le in so even na mode na khana ho a ko to in pelin na che Panti case to list. Bini nache. Kuroi yat eko. Aro ego. Asante tleko. Nihi ke. Aro bilkeda honi tini bilkeda nishto list. Ako di sante tleko. E bini ye. Hud long. Hud o asante tle. Nas ko be ni tedo list. Bina. Bin hat awal ye hut o aide njana go nta kasko kroi le kroi nha achin don hit so ke ele ir aten der hon e pai te nise choi bin in nach go e hut o e nas go din hi chapter house atlanda atle go hut o e atlanda atle a ko e are bi yido hit o e nata nite ta a ko e ko de Bini nache. Bini nache hut o. Nasko poljish. Nasko dahini ja. Ako dide. Khatila bin na ho dide. Khatila bin na hut o. Nihi kero nhi dine ho dahil. Hey, do ban sokis. I don't see key do shit in there. She could always zoom. She could open this case. Tao Liao. Do shit bahajo by a hot eve. What? Do let the do tata. What? A cold deed. An le khare shin hut o e khat di de a ko e di shile dat in de kode beni na che hut a hi a ko di kuro she e kuro is zad le ni hut o ya te o ke na hut o to lo ne la ken da to ne to ne taro ta hi de ne ne jo e a jo e beni na e lan nan so e a ro hut o e Dana Shikar Khaditi. A call Traha Silo. Nihye. Echid Ovan Zokis. A call Dida. Could answer. Caller lately to hold in it. Eshi Ajgulsa. Hadin need or little he boy than Hata. A call D. Iden Huin's Nagi Yehlan. A call Nichi Dahunzi in Yehagi. Taro Nan Nahado. Khajan shi khul nagi ako ti video ba ya ba yas ti gi Sanasti Peacemaker with Yell. YouTube, Yuna. That's in Hudla. A call Hitobans in case yat eh?
Yat eh, sis?
Oh, ne.
Oh, sit calm, Isla. I need, Islandic message. They, so, when the next show, no, they, so, Abba Hinti, under the Facebook, nasty, peace speaking, no, I think in the video game, they said, so, not only Shabasa, that is the, you have to keep it control, chapter house. Sergeant Arms, that's not so. To keep it peace here, so they're not Arms, that's control this in the chapter reading day. So, I said that the home chapters, so they keep control by some disagreement. So compromising as a bit this is also so it's a disagreement. So sabli asad inat ani basadla president jeliniki ade hot to baim suno each chapter says that they run the chapter million card that run this wo baim suno hot to
Nevada sat net on Ninigi Shading, Chuadam and Yon, or the video ye a YouTube, you and a not a shame hit over on some case.
Since I am quite the home schedule, it daily after so it is, I have to put it here. It's about home schedule. I did not hear other could a YouTube with many a either yet a I did not hear since only a half on the room, Renito, I did not community members. I did not hear a call. Joseph Bassist case or a is no cure in Sino Bassist case. Of course, it all was all it, you know, yeah. What is it? Oh, my sister. This is the local level. So, what is it? Yeah, it's in. What are my sister's
keys?
Later. Does it in the over this? Was it? Oh, niche instance in the.
A little answer is easy. I don't know
how this is.
Okay, that sounds good. That was Nanha's tweet. Go rainbow, then go a teacher down with the song. I shame the question. Anhijan, how do you know? Ikari bad honeyson. Richard Gay, a coat or head lana. A co, then what or Shashada, any video, you know, Adenjan, how do you know? Could all put one in case. A co, I don't know, a cat now, how do you know? A co, Nichan, the honeyson, do hard and a hood net. Did a co, the deep, and a teeny, Joe, lay YouTube on hot or a video late now kid a hot or a course I don't know it out of young hot or a out of deep by your husband loud or that good net and he's in it ero ta sana de no ibin ni hunne sa khala ti de hot o e ti de to na hot o ni sa pa ya hasen bini na se na de na hot o e san da tle hunne a jo civil ne ni gi ni jo ti ya ta ti to de ibini na se to de no hot o ibne le Facebook video ne hot o in bizarre ti sa ako are ni hi chen ta hon ri to kha da hon ne kya la ni chen hon ne hello I can hear you hello I can hear you can you hear me well I can hear them, but I don't know why they're not speaking. Joey, what? Ako kare 30 kare ya 30 minutes less than 30 minutes. Ikhati. Ako di the video nini a chukat today these days. Internet would yell Joey aje hutoi. That's available to all of us. And everybody has either an email account, they have access to the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. That's available to us. And it is a form of free speech. That's been given to all of us. If you look at the internet, you go to YouTube or anywhere else, there are some very inspirational videos. There are some very, very tragic videos. But it's out there. And somebody took an opportunity to be able to videotape and then post on the internet. As a result, it creates a dialogue. Now, keep in mind the reason why that I'm talking about this. It's really simple. This is my chapter. I grew up in this chapter. And that's the reason why that I feel motivated to talk about it. And I feel motivated to use this situation to be able to address and bring awareness on many different levels. And these are, in a lot of cases, it appears to be a very complex set of issues. But really, what is the bottom line? We are in the 21st century. We are well educated. We do know that these potentials are there. And not only that, whether it's a chapter meeting or whether it's a public meeting or a ceremonial setting where people get together, are there some unwritten rules? Are there written rules? Are there some basic conscience that everybody has within their mind, what they call wisdom? We've all been blessed with a mind to think, the free agency to act. And that free agency to act, is it in a positive manner or a negative manner? And your action, what is it going to be? If your action is going to have some future fallout, what is it? And as the Navajo people, to be able to behave like this, why? You know, for me, on a personal level, first, like I said, it is my chapter. Number two, I was there. I witnessed it. And number three, this really, in my opinion, brings out the dysfunction of the Navajo Nation government. Our laws, our leaders, and the responsibility that each and every one of them have, as well as the general public, the chapter members who attend. Think about this. Are we going to continue to support this thing, or do we suppress this thing? And how much is this motivating you, the listening audience, that we have a serious problem on the Navajo Nation? And that while we have leaders in Window Rock who get together and have meetings, and but you know what? There is a fundamental problem that's there, and that is that we have a three-branch government in Window Rock, with the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And the liaison that goes from the legislative branch to each chapter is a council delegate. But at the local level, we have the chapter presidency. The chapter presidency consists of a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and a grazing chair. And then you have the community, and mostly every Sunday, or not every Sunday, but on Sundays once a month, there is a public meeting. Now, here's the problem. The problem is this, is that the chapter, they have two type of chapters, even though there's 110 of them. And this very situation, in my opinion, creates confusion, uncertainty, and that is this. There are LGAs, certified chapters, and then non-certified chapters. Now, one thing that I discovered is this. While before I left to go to Sanasti, I checked with various different offices from Window Rock. And here's the thing that I discovered. Yes, it was brought out that there is certified and non-certified chapters, and they both function and they're governed by two different sets of laws. Now, the certified, they operate by what's called Title 26. And I ask, how many chapters have bylaws? And the answer that I got was that I don't think there's any chapter has a bylaw. And each chapter, whether they're certified or not, they have an option. They have an option to exercise whatever ground floor rules that they wish to institute. I ask, based on what I know about the Navajo Nation Council, the Navajo Nation Council operates, and they, when they're in session, they use a parliamentary procedure called the Robert's Rules of Order. And there are certain steps as to how that they conduct business within their time that they're meeting. So my next question is this. What is the requirement for the chapters? What ground rules are there? The answer was that they each have the freedom, but it is recommended that they utilize, but they don't have to use the Robert's Rule of Order. Now, fundamentally speaking, no matter what the situation is, wouldn't you think that to be a sovereign nation, that you have the central government, the main government in Window Rock, legislative, executive, and the judicial branch would establish one law, and that is that we are going to conduct all of our meetings pertaining to the Navajo Nation tribal government from central all the way down to the localized level, and as well as all the other some other committees within the chapter governments, that they conduct their business with a certain ground rules. Now, here's one of the fallouts on this thing. If a chapter from a non-certified addresses a resolution, brings up, and whatever it is, if they want to do a legislation, they can certainly draft it. However they do it, it makes it to Window Rock, to the Navajo Nation Council, and it tries to become, they got to find a sponsor, and eventually will become a law. But the issue here is this. It doesn't make logical sense to me that a non-certified chapter not required to follow Title 26 to be able to institute a resolution or a legislation and bring it to an entity, the Navajo Nation Council, who uses the Robert's Rule of Order. How does that work? From a non-certified, whatever rules that they develop, morphs over and hits the floor. Now, the reply, if there was anything, an amendment or anything that was requested of that resolution or legislation from that non-certified, if it goes in reverse and they're asked to make some amendments, then what happens? How can a entity practicing and operating under the Robert Rules of Order bring down a directive, so to speak, to a non-certified chapter? Which also brings up another question, why is the Navajo Nation government have all this inconsistency? Why are some LGA and some are not? What is exactly the reason why that some are opting not to do it and why that some have chosen? What are the benefits? Why can't there just be one consistent rule? Well, I suppose you can look at the United States government. You have the United States government, and then you have the states. But I guess each of the states can operate autonomously independent of the United States government. Is that the whole theory behind this thing? But that doesn't excuse the fact that our laws are set up in such a way that anybody who's conducting the meeting can open and close and choose whatever they want to. Of course, as the president or the chair of that particular meeting has a prerogative to select whoever that he feels, he or she feels should be, should have the floor. But in either case, it comes back. Even though that these non-certified chapters who say that we will develop our own rules. Well, from what I witnessed yesterday, my chapter is a non-certified chapter. But they operated under kind of a quasi version of Robert's rules. And to my gratitude, they were able to exercise and maintain peace and some sort of a civility. And the effort and the problem that was going on, which I hate to even address all the details, but if you look at the circumstances, because of the very, very intense subject matter that was making it onto the floor, everybody was very, very frustrated, the anticipation that there might be a battle. And my effort there was to be a liaison, to be able to say and remind people, this thing that we call government is nothing more than the act of being political. When we step out of this political arena, we have to be neighbors. We are still They're still clan. When we step out of that political arena, we're going to be meeting again down the road in a public place or even back into the chapter meeting. So why is it that we can create such hostile environment and expect to be friends out there? That we should first have some civil dialogue, have self-control. And what I'm discovering, what I saw, was that people allow their emotions to get involved. It's very similar. It's not a criticism, it's a reality. You write something on Facebook, and people have this knee-jerk emotional response. Now, if you're going to be in a public dialogue, in a public setting with the potential of somebody recording your actions, your speech, wouldn't that even motivate you to have better self-control and to be able to present yourself in the highest regards? I mean, you don't need to be taught that. That's just basic things. That's basic information. But why is it that we're having this? We have about 9 minutes left. And let me finish my thought on this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is unfortunate that a situation like this you see on the Sanasti Peacemaker video, which is on YouTube, is floating around out there. Yes, we should be very concerned. But even more so, I hope it moves you, the Navajo people, to address at your own chapter level that we should develop legislation or a referendum or a resolution, and to give to our Navajo Nation Council so that we establish a standardized operation of every chapter, similar to something like the Navajo Nation Council. If that means that we use the Robert's Rules of Order, then there's got to be order. That creates the order. But the problem is this. Some people do not understand the Robert's Rule of Order. worldwide, or as far as the United States is concerned, everybody tries to adopt that. That might be a solution. Now, in my opinion, from what happened yesterday, it's very unfortunate. But had there been some solid ground rules and self-control, the meeting would not have taken that course. So really, the dysfunction within our own community, where it allows that type of communication to happen amongst our chapter members, is because the leadership understands that there is no ground rules. They will make up whatever they want to, and they feel that it is their duty to operate the chapter. No, that's wrong. It is not their duty to operate the chapter. They are there as public servant to oversee the functions of the chapter, to ensure that the needs and wants and concerns of the community is addressed. During those meetings, it's a real simple thing that every chapter president should be doing. And that is that his job is not to manipulate, pose his opinion, other than allow like if they're using Robert's rules. It's their job to institute order. They recognize and allow the meeting to move forward. And so those are the type of things. And because of the dysfunction and the inconsistency of our government at the chapter level, this type of things is liable to happen. Now, I hope that you go in there, like I said earlier, that you approach your council delegate to say, hey, you know what, there's a problem. We cannot have these type of incidents to be happening on the Navajo Nation, especially in our Navajo Nation government. It is tragedy. It's very sad. And my heart breaks for all of those people who saw it, from the young people to the elderly. And now it has gone viral, and now the entire world. But the fact of the matter is this. What I know without a shadow of a doubt, we're not perfect. We have human fallibility. We are not perfect creatures. We have emotions. And because of a government that is so foreign to our culture, we still have not harnessed how to utilize it so it's beneficial to all of us. We need to educate ourselves to make sure that we have and we can use these laws to institute. If you live off the Navajo Nation, you have a responsibility to go home. And whether you live there or not, if you register, you have the ability to make recommendations and to guide your chapter. But to stand back and just to watch these type of things happening, that's why we need you. That's why our people need us. And that's where one place that if you feel unwelcome, you feel disconnected with the Navajo Nation, that's where you can actually write their resolution, their bylaws, what have you. And together so that this type of things will never happen again. I don't know how to address the fact that what happened yesterday, a combination of an elderly woman doing what she did to a younger man. I was right there. And I was shocked. And I didn't know what to do. It was just such an unexpected set of circumstances. And I pray that you will begin to look into your chapter and ensure that you at least attend one or two chapters. The younger generation, if you say that you want to help, here is an opportunity for you to do so. So you can create a better Navajo Nation government. We have it within our ability. And all of you leaders who are listening out there, please begin to look at a legislation that can standardize how we conduct our business from central government all the way down to the chapter level. There's a lot of things that are unfinished in terms of our laws. We've got to make this thing happen. And please, my people, the time has come when we need to be civil with one another and have a public dialogue, whether we agree or disagree, and that we understand that we leave our disagreements and everything in those meetings and walk out of there and shake hands and be family and be neighbors. Yeah, let's really make that a priority. Yeah, let's really make that work. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be back on the air again tomorrow. And I will talk about this. I'm going to try to have guests from other chapters because this is a serious situation. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation and Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. I thank you for joining me this evening. We will talk about this again. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.